for anyone. What does he give? The aqih of deen. He gives you the knowledge of deen. Like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. What was he? He was the a'lam min as-sahaba. That's why when you do the ba'ath, the Imam al-Tirmidhi's chapter, Babun al-Imamah. Babun al-Imamah. And who has a right to do imamah? And the majority of fuqaha says, a'lamuhum. Who has more knowledge will do imamah. And on the olden days, the imam, but the Kubra and Imam at the Sugra was going
together.
Afterwards, it happened that Imam at the Kubra, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Imam. Everything was Imam at the Kubra, Imam at the Sugra. In his life, ever he has done Imam. It's only one occasion, if you remember. When Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was in Ghazwa and he went for istinja in wudu. So he was a bit late. So Sahaba in Mashwara, what shall we do? And one of them, Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, he was the Imam. Fuqaha has written many masail on this hadith. If you read the Kalam of Surah and Kalam of Fuqaha, you will know. They have taken many masails from it. Now, Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has gone for istinja and wudu, and here because of time. Now, some scholars say it was the beginning time. So it means that they did not wait for Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even there was a time, because it was a mustahab time. For them, it was a mustahab time. But majority says no, the time was short. So they thought somebody should lead the salah. So who led the salat? Abdul Rahman ibn Awf. When Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam returned, there was one rak'ah was done. So the Sahaba had the ihsas that Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is here. Then in Subhanallah, Subhanallah, like when you want to give luqma to Imam, what you do? At-tasbihu lil-rijal, wa-tasbihu lil-nisa. So they tasabbah al-qawm. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did ishara, no. Let him finish his salat, because one rakat was done. And in the qissa of Siddiq Akbar, you know it in the Maradul Wafad, and before Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he felt a bit nice. So he came to the salat, and Abu Bakr was leading the salat, just started the salat. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave ishara that don't move. And he continued your salat. Siddiq Akbar, he moved. And you know what he said? And Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him after salat, that why did you not continue your salah? He said, Makana ibn Abi Quhafa. And it was not mumkin for Abu Bakr to lead salat to Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, in his waqi'ah, he already read one rakah. So that's why he finished it. And then Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jumla. It is a great jumla for Abdul Rahman ibn Awf. And he said, Allah does not give wafat to his Nabi until he makes him pray behind the one of the pious person of his ummah. So Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, he led the salat in Rasulullah, prayed salat. So what I was mentioning is why has Allah Pak choose us amongst millions? And the ilm is the, if you remember in Bukhari, that Imam Bukhari has chapter Babun al-ilmu qabl al-qawli wal-amal. Babun al-ilmu qabl al-qawli wal-amal. First is ilm. And then it's a qawl, and then you go and preach someone and you do amal. This all is after. First is ilm. So Allah Pak has chosen you and the girls from millions. And you are here for ilm. So, and ilm is the grand. That's why after Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, who was the Amir? Who was the Amir? Who they chose? Abu Bakr. Why? Kana a'lamuna. It's nas. Sahaba says Siddiq Akbar was a'lamuna. Now, I will tell you another thing. The majority of hadith, most hadith, we have at this time. Whose hadith is this? Abu? Illa ma kana, illa billah ibn amri al-Aas, inna ma yaktub wa la abtub. You say, that Abu Hurairah says, that Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-Aas has more hadith than me. Why? Why? Because he was right, and I used to not write. So what do? You write? Taqriba Pustad or you don't write? Where are the Dora students? You write? Everybody? It's good. You have to write. Because Allah Pak says, Nun wal qalami wa ma yasturun. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaqa al-inqira wa rabbuka al-akram, alladhi allama bil qalam. Ista'in bi yameenik. Hadith. Now tell you one thing, all which we heard from our chef, Ma'ana Yusuf, is very good. That, you know, when you write, and you finish writing, so there's a hadith in Tirmidhi, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, that, da'il qalam alal udhun al katib. Remember? Why you put here? I'll explain in Urdu, and Shiraz will explain you well. You know why? Sheikh says, when somebody is writing, he has to put somewhere his qalam, because he has to think. If he puts zameen par agar rakhega, to zahir hai ki ink zaya jayegi. Agar yahan rakh dega, to ye farag par daleel hai ki main farigh ho gaya. To kahin na kahin rakhna hai. To kaan par rakhega, to Hazrat farmate hain ki isliye ki is qalam ko لوح محفوظ کی قلم سے لفظی مناسبت ہے, اور جب یہاں پر رکھے گا تو مضامین کا ورود اس دنیا میں کان کے ذریعے ہوتا ہے, تو اللہ مضامین کا ورود کان کے ذریعے سے دل میں ڈالیں گے اور صحیح لکھ سکے گا. So this is the hikmah of putting قلم there. But I was just mentioning you that to write is very important. Get knowledge, you have to write. If you write, you remember. No computer, no what do you say? People tell me, I write a lot, alhamdulillah. They tell me, Usab, it's better if you get a computer or laptop or that. I said, no, it's not. So why? I'll tell you, come here. Take my Tirmidhi here. I'll tell you where I have written the note, and I'll tell you which way my note is going, on right or left, where it is. How can you tell in the computer? You can't. It will change. I can tell you now where I have written this Mazmoon in Tirmidhi is in this side in my kitab, and I've written it here. I can open it in 1 minute and tell you. So it's very important. Don't, you know, one Nasidas might think that he is in 12th sadi. This is 20th century. But if you write, it will help you remember it. So I don't want to waste your time because you're loose. But I will tell you one thing. That Allah Pak has chosen us. And ilm is the bread. If you remember the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was not praying his tahajjud at night. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you pray watak and then sleep. Why? Tahajjud and watak, ijalu akhira salatikum billayli watara. There's a hadith. And tahajjud is very muakkad. For Abu Hurairah, Abu Hurairah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made me nasiha. And the third thing is, la anam illa ala watrin. Because he used to do ilm, khidma. Khidma of ashabi sufa and ilm. So these two things, if you do khidma of your fellow students, your asatida, and you do mahnat on your ilm, a part of ilm will come to you. I many times think, Allah is very, very benignant. Very benignant. If you see many scholars, great scholars, when they reach, they don't reach the age of 40, they wrote many kitabs. Allah says, in this world, it's not only you. Come on. Ma'an Abdul Al-Hadawi, he's got tasanif more than 120. And ulama Arab, they look Ma'an Abdul Al-Hadawi as the biggest scholar of India and Pakistan. Biggest. They don't believe more in Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, or they believe in Maulana Abdul Al-Halabi. he was only 39 years. And if you see his mota, Muhammad Sharaf Taliq al-Mumajjad, you will find how muhakkik was one of the Yahmili. That's why I was saying, Mawlana Shiraz, that you must do mota Muhammad, not only mota Malik. Because mota Muhammad Sharaf is very, you know, there's no better Sharaf of Mu'atta than Taliq al-Mumajjad. I was just telling you that Allah is very benign, you know. Sometimes we reach to an age where we think now, alhamdulillah, we know something. And Allah says, come to me. He passes away. Mawlana Binuri, he wrote this Ma'arif al-Sunan until Kitab al-Hajj. He passed away. There are thousands, thousands. So I just want to tell you, and the girls, that Allah has chosen us. For all his million bandas, for his help. And after we come here and we have to do a madad on the ilm. If you see our akabir, our mashayikh, sahaba, tabi'in, how, yeah. So I was mentioning about Abu Dhar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he has the most hadith. And he says, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As has most because he used to write. Now, if you find a hadith, Abu Hurairah is min al-uluf, and Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As is about 700. Why is that? I'm not going on deep. The muhaddiseen, they were very muhtaat. Because Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As had talabbus with Torah. So they were cautioned. It might be something which he is quoting from Torah. So that's why they didn't take hadith from him more. There are many other reasons. For Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he was in Misr and Abu Hurairah was a muhaddis in Medina. People used to come to Medina. But what I want to tell you is that Abu Bakr had more hadith than anyone. Never mind the hadith didn't reach us. And you can, if you go to Zakira hadith, you will know. Like when Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away and in Saqifa ibn Sa'ida, who said alaymatu min Quraysh? Abu Bakr. There was ikhtilaf there, Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should be buried. Who said the hadith? Abu Bakr. From my ears, I listened to Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah, Nabi ki wahi ruh qabz karte hain, jahan unka dafan karna pasand karte hain. Hadith. So, my dear students, this is a golden life. I'm telling you, your golden life. And if somebody asked me, what is the best thing you will learn through me at this stage, I will say, Talib ilm. Nothing else. Hadith and talib ilm is the best. And when you go in hadith, inshallah, you will. He was asking me, Mawlana Mufti, I said, now I love hadith. And when you go in shuruhat, and there are hundreds of shuruhat publishing now. You know, Allah has made it very easy, very easy. On the olden days, a muhaddis used to do safar from 500 miles and stay a week and write all Fathul Bari, day and night. Because there was no printing. And they used to bring Hafiz ibn Hajar, this and this. You look at books, Ibn Rasran, and this and this. Now it is very easy, books are available. And modern books,
PDF.
Thousands of kitab. You write one word and you put all the hadith. Allah. How can we do shukr of Allah? For this, how can we do shukr? وَإِنْ دَوْدُ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُعْصُوَا. This is dunyavi ni'mat. For this ni'mat we can't do shukr. How would you find one if you write a love just sa? That day I was telling someone, Mufti Sayyid Palan Puri had a problem with hadith of jassasa. You know that? Hadith of jassasa. So I told a talibin, he wrote jassasa in all Urdu kitabs where the jassasa is came out. Mufti Sayyid's kitab, this kitab, those kitab, in Urdu kitab. So Allah has made it very easy for us. And then still if we don't do our mahnat, then I think we have to, Allah will ask us, people give money to madrasa. And if we don't do mahnat, if we don't do ilm, amal, akhlaq, you've got very good asatida here. Very good asatida. They provide everything for you. In the olden days, the student used to provide the teachers. You know that? Yeah. There's a masala that can ustaz take ujrat for his teacher. Can he take the wage or ujrat? It's a masala. So one of the reasons behind it that he used to get vazifa. The other is the student used to look after the teacher. The student used to look after the teacher for his food, for his khidmat, this and this. Now asatidha looks after you. On those days, students used to look after the teacher. Now asatidha. So my dear brothers, I request you, Allah has chosen us, and if you do mahnat on your kitab, especially the talaba of hadith, and you should go into the hadith and then you'll enjoy what hadith says, what the shura says. And with plenty of kitab, with everything here, good asatidah. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives me tawfiq also, and gives you tawfiq also, and give this madrasa, especially you know, your Mufti Shabbir sahab. Allah may his maghfirat. In Tarajat Bulan, Habis Patel always used to say in his takhreer, you know, that a gust darum khaim karata hai. He always used to say. I listened to him. There was one Jamaat here and they need a gust and they took Mufti Shabbir, and then after he went to India and he graduated from there and he came here and he said, this is the darum. Barakat of what gust. Innama bu'istu muyassirin. So, my brothers, I'm very thankful to your asatidah. I'm not the person who likes to do taqreer. I'm a person of darsu tadris. Because they said, I said, thank God, Allah accept from me and from you, your time is very, very empty. Because myself, you know, in Darul-Uloom, when my Ghanta Sahuri comes, I would not like it because it will lose my time. So, inshallah. See, no? Mugashiras?
Inshallah, thank you, Allah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. ربنا زدنا علما. اللهم انا نسالك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. يا الله مسكي من أولكم معاف فرما أمال سيئات الدرد فرما سيئات الدرد الحسنات فرما يبني مالك النسيب فرما كل إباقى بيو صلى الله عليه وسلم السجي فكي محبت إشق ومحبت نسيب فرما لئس مدر سيئ والأتبار سي قبول فرما شروع سيئ فادت فرما تمام خير قائسق ومنبا فرما حضر مفتصار مرحوم کی مغفرت فرما ان کے درجوں کو بلند فرما لے اس قبرستان میں جتنے بھی لیتے ہوئے ہیں اللہ ان سب کی مغفرت فرما دنیا بھر کے قبرستان میں لیتے ہو کی مغفرت فرما اللہ ہمیں اپنی آخرت کی فکر نصیب فرما اللہ مسلمانوں پر رحم فرما علیہ السلام پر رحم فرما ملک کے ہر کلمہ وہ پر رحم فرما اللہ دین کو اس ملک میں باقی رکھ اللہ ہماری اولاد کی ایمان کی حفاظت فرما ہمارے بچوں کی ایمان و عفت کی حفاظت فرما اللہ ہمارے بچوں کی عفت کی حفاظت فرما اللہ ہمارے اقابر کی زندگی میں برکت عطا فرما ہمارے حضرت کی زندگی میں برکت عطا فرما اللہ ان کی سائے کو تادیر ہم پر دائم و قائم فرما اس مدرسے کا تادیدہ کو بھی قبول فرما اللہ یہاں کے ہر خدمت کرنے والے کو قبول فرما اللہ معاونین کو قبول فرما اللہ لوگوں کی توجہ اس مدرسے سے موصول فرما اللہ ان کے ذریعے سے اس پورے خطے میں اور اطراف کے تمام جزائر میں اللہ دین کے بقا کا ان کو ذریعہ بنا ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم سبحان ربک رب العزت